Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, August 21st, 2019. On this day in 1961, American country music singer Patsy Cline recorded her vocals to Willie Nelson's Crazy, which would become her signature song. The Berlin police now have their own commissioners for anti-Semitism and anti-Semitic incidents. On Tuesday, Interior Senator Andreas Geisel and Police Commissioner Barbara Slovic presented Wolfram Pemp and his deputy Dietmar Ring. Pemp and Ring are tasked with being central contacts for the issue of anti-Semitism, both internally and externally. Wolfram Pemp, who's 49 and the criminal director, has been with the Berlin police since 1990. He's also the head of the Central Office for Prevention at the State Criminal Police Office, or LKA. Ring, who is 51 and director of criminal investigation, has been with the Berlin police since 1985 and is the permanent deputy head of police state security. The office of the anti-Semitism commissioner means additional duties for the two men. Among other things, they are to train police officers to recognize, intervene, and address anti-Semitic incidents. According to police president Slovic, the new office had become necessary in order to react to the increase in anti-Semitic crimes. In addition, Secretary of State for the Interior Thorsten Achmann of the SPD is to convene a roundtable against anti-Semitism. Representatives of Jewish organizations, politics, and the police will take part. And the Berlin police are thus likely to be the first German police authority with such a defined responsibility. Similar bodies exist in many state governments and in some public prosecutors' offices. Some police authorities will also have contact persons for Jewish communities, for example, like in Thuringia at the Police Extremism Prevention Office, or in Baden-Württemberg, where there are contacts for rabbis and community leaders at the local police stations. According to the Berlin Anti-Semitism Research and Information Center, or RIAS Berlin, there was again an increase in anti-Semitic incidents in Berlin in 2018. The number of reported attacks more than doubled from 18 to 46, and the number of threats also rose from 26 to 46. In contrast to the police, the counseling center also registers attempted and aborted attacks, for example, when a victim flees. RIAS recorded a total of 1,083 reported anti-Semitic incidents in the capital in 2018, more than 14% more than in the previous year. With 368 persons, 73% more individuals were affected than in the previous year. At 187, more than half of them were Jewish, but numerous non-Jewish persons who spoke out against anti-Semitism or right-wing extremism were also attacked. According to RIAS, anti-Semitic incidents had occurred for the first time in all Berlin districts. Most incidents, however, occurred in Mitte at 146 and Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf with 80 incidents. The Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe are unable to place their largest order in their company history. According to the Berliner Morgenpost, the losing bidder, the French vehicle manufacturer Alstom, is now going to court in the dispute over the award of the contract for the construction of 1,500 new U-Bahn cars. After the Public Procurement Office had rejected Alstom's application for review, they've now lodged a, quote, immediate appeal with the High Court. The BVLG Supervisory Board had awarded the contract to Stadler Pankow with a value of around 3 billion euros. The German subsidiary of the Swiss company Stadler Rail, which is already building the current IK series for Berlin's U-Bahn, prevailed against several competitors in a Europe-wide tender. Alstom had lodged an appeal after the award, and the execution of the contract is now likely to be further delayed by this step, leading to some very unhappy Berlin policymakers. BVLG Supervisory Board Chairman and Economic Senator Ramona Popp stated, quote, "We are aware of Alstom's complaint. This is regrettable because it delays the modernization and the award of new trains to BVLG. Complaints about awards of this magnitude are nothing usual, however, as large contract sums are also at stake for the companies." Popp went on to say that the public will be informed as soon as there are new developments. Within 3 months, a broad Berlin alliance collected 43,522 signatures for the declaration of a, quote, climate emergency in the capital. Spokesman Marco Dutta said on Tuesday, on the occasion of the handover of the signatures to Ralph Wieland, president of the Chamber of Deputies, that politicians must act more decisively against climate change and global warming. At least 20,000 valid signatures are required for such a popular initiative as a mass petition. Since the climate emergency has seen a significant increase in the number of signatures, Parliament must now deal with the issue, subject to review of the lists that were submitted. Governing Mayor Michael Mueller has kept what the Senate has been planning to commemorate 30 years since the fall of the Berlin Wall on November 9th, a secret for a long time. The only thing that was clear was that on 7 days around the historical date, there would be a festival week at 7 locations in the city. On Monday, Mueller and Moritz van Dulman, managing directors of Kulturprojekte Berlin, finally announced their plans. From November 4th to the 10th, Berlin will be transformed into an open-air festival site that will bring Berliners and guests back to the key locations and events of the Peaceful Revolution and the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989 and 1990, from the fall of the SED regime to the dawn of a new era. Over 100 events will take place on these days, including performances by Patti Smith and Vesbaum. Contemporary witnesses will speak, and facades will be transformed with 3D projections. At the Humboldt Forum, for example, the historic facade of the former Palast der Republik will become visible again. Mueller remarked, quote, "This time we don't want to pay tribute only to one location, as usual." Mueller continued to explain that there are many dates, historical places, and people who played a decisive role in this period, and every entity should be recalled, quote, "in the memory of all of us." He went on to add, quote, "We want to create images that go around the world to promote our city as the free, open, and tolerant capital of our country." Berlin Briefing will continue to report on Mauerfall anniversary celebration details as they come to light over the next few months. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.